Next word is the word chaste. If you have an ESV, NIV, NAS, it's the word pure. Chaste or pure is the Greek word hagnos. That is a huge word in English or in the Greek language. 300 times in the New Testament. It's actually an adjective which describes purity of the verb hagiazo that describes sanctification and holiness. So what God says is sanctification and holiness must characterize you so that you are described as pure. What that means is God is pleased when he sees young women pursuing modesty. Modesty is an outward, it's an unspiritual description of what a godly person looks like to the world. Their body is covered in a way that the world doesn't sense, because the world doesn't feel like their body is God's temple. And a believer, especially a believing woman, knows her body is God's temple, and they don't want someone to look at them in an improper way. That if I'm God's temple, I don't want some man leering, lustingly looking at the temple and blaspheming the God who lives within. Have you decided that as a godly woman, you will pursue this quality that God so clearly desires for your life? Have you decided as a young woman, you will dress and conduct yourself in such a way that the first thing that those who see you would think of is modest and holy, not knockout and provocative? That's not from God. This is. It's a choice. As God's temple, the Lord has clearly said, since he lives in you, he wants you modest, he wants you chaste, he wants you holy, and he wants that to be a deep desire on the inside. Not a rule that you keep in one context, but a desire that permeates your life.